I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. I think it's an understatement to say that the coronavirus has kind of messed up everyone's plans. For The Rough Draft Diaries, it's got in the way of a few things, one of them being our 200th episode. If you can remember back to the fall of 2017, The Rough Draft Diaries celebrated its 100th episode with a party at Moe's Sub Shop and a special celebratory episode. I initially had plans to recreate the same kind of celebration for our 200th episode, but we hit that milestone in early spring when gathering in a large group was not an option. So even though we are far beyond the 200th mark, we're about 19 episodes off, I thought, in this series meant to revisit previous episodes, why not revisit our 100th celebratory episode? And that episode, which again aired in 2017, we celebrated all the individuals who'd been on the show before and their success stories, but we also talked about the people on the other side of the coin, people still struggling to make their dream a reality, people who I described as being stuck before the gap between where you are now and where you want to be. Probably a sentiment we can all relate to during a time of quarantine. And to capture this feeling, I talked to one person in particular, if you can remember.
Cool. All right. Just anytime.
Yep. Whenever okay. You're ready.
My name is Alex Goetz, and I'm a filmmaker in Toledo, Ohio, with goals of becoming a full-time wildlife filmmaker.
I met Alex at a TEDx event in Toledo where he shared his story about becoming an award-winning documentary filmmaker, and I thought it was the perfect fit for this episode about minding the gap, and luckily Alex agreed.
In 2015, somebody has sent us a link to a wildlife film competition that Nat Geo Wild, which is like the sister of National Geographic, it's the wildlife division, I guess. And so when somebody's like, National Geographic's looking for the next wildlife filmmaker, and they send you the link, you're like, I don't know if I'm that guy. So we submitted this film, and we didn't expect to get into it. And then we got an email that we were finalists, and it was kind of mind-blowing because we didn't expect it at all. We go to the film competition in 2015 in Sun Valley, Idaho. We show our film to National Geographic people, and we find out that we didn't win. And I think that that was kind of discouraging because it was kind of this moment where I'm like, this might actually happen. Like, maybe we're those guys. And when we were finalists and they picked the winner, who definitely he deserved it. Like, he put together an awesome film and he had this insane personality. Like, he was so overwhelming and passionate. When I saw that that was what they wanted, I unfortunately immediately began comparing myself to that person and being like, I need to be like that, or I'm not going to be able to win anything. And then when I wasn't able to like expel as much energy as this guy was putting out, I felt like I can't do it. Like, no one's going to want me as I am versus this guy. And it wasn't until about a week before their next film competition, looking for the wildlife filmmaker, they did it in 2016 as well, that somebody's like, dude, why are you not doing this? Like, make a film, submit it, try again. And I'm like, they're not going to pick us again, but whatever. So I threw together a compilation of everything we've worked on in the past, submitted it, and we ended up getting in again. And this time we ended up winning, and it was awesome. And so it was kind of, there was a lot of, I think, creative doubt involved in the process of getting to that point. I just didn't think that we were what they were looking for. And so I think it wasn't until after this film competition that we ended up winning that I realized that I needed to define myself in a different way. And I think that's a lot of things that people in a creative world get stuck doing, is comparing themselves to what other people are doing. And I think it's important when you're starting out to like emulate and look at them, but not be that person. And so you can go and take inspiration from a radio host, or you can take inspiration from a filmmaker, but you don't have to be that filmmaker. There's already that one. We don't need another one. I think hearing no is always going to be really hard because it's so negative. I mean, you feel like somebody or multiple people don't want what you're doing. But I think then you just have to like kind of just suck it up and move forward, or else you're going to like, it's going to hold you back. There's so many people out there. I mean, even the city of Toledo, there's like 450,000 people in the city of Toledo. Like, you may hear no from a bunch of people. There's somebody else out there who may be looking for whatever you're creating. But, you know, that's going to happen. And you hear it from a lot of people who, I guess, have made it. feel like you're going to hear like 100 no's, and then the one yes is really all you're looking for.
The reason I loved this 100th episode so much was because Alex's story is so true for so many other creative individuals, even the production of the Rough Draft Diaries. I had about 60 no's before I was hired by WGTE, and even when I was hired, the show sat in pre-production for over a year before anything made it to the air. During that time, I was constantly questioning how I could speed up the process or if I was in the right place, doing the right thing at the right time, and yet here we are, 219 episodes later. It can be hard during a pandemic to plan ahead, to somehow fill the gap between where you are now and where you want to be. But I hope in time that gap will shrink. You'll be closer to reaching your goal or creating your masterpiece. And when you do, I can't wait to talk to you about it on the next 100 episodes of the Rough Draft Diaries. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening.